We are now beginning the second chapter of Ahavas Chesed, and in this chapter, the Chafetz Chaim continues to explain why the Midah of Chesed is so integral, and why we are commanded to love Chesed, Ahavas Chesed. The Pasuk describes in Bryas Ha'olam and Bereishis, the creation of man, Vayivra Elokim Es Ha'adam B'tzalmoi, which means Hashem created man in his image. So what does this mean? The Mefarshim say it means that Hashem imbued humans with characteristics that mirror Hashem's midos. We've been given the potential to emulate Hashem and attain Hashem's characteristics to some extent, which he demonstrates to us. What are Hashem's midos? So one thing we see clearly is they're entirely chesed. The whole world and all that is in it are there to facilitate Hashem doing kindness with us. As it says in the Pasuk, Toiv Hashem l'kol. Hashem is kind to all. And it says, Noisen lechem l'chol basar ki l'olam chasdei. Hashem feeds every living thing because his kindness is eternal. So all that we see in the world and all that Hashem is doing here is really an embodiment of Hashem's chesed. So the primary midah which we can experience from Hashem is the chesed of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem. And as we shall soon explain, the whole world depends on this characteristic being emulated. Now, someone who chooses to emulate Hashem and acquire the trait of kindness, connects to Hashem, and brings the Tzelem Elokim upon himself, and someone who thinks it pointless and unnecessary is distancing himself from Hashem the furthest possible. We see by Sadaim who so distanced themselves from Chesed that they made it a part of their legislature to prevent the practice of Chesed, they lost their potential to exist at all. They were wiped clean off the face of the earth, literally transformed back into Tayhu and Vayu. The Pasuk makes it clear that this was the reason for their destruction, as it says, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Hine ze hoyo avoyin Sodom achoisech. This was the sin of Sodom, your sister city, meaning it's close to Yerushalayim. Goin sveas halachem, who was satiated with bread, with shalvas hashkid hoyla, and it had peace and quiet. Vilevenesel into its suburbs. But yad ani ve'evin la'echzika, it didn't assist the hands of the poor and the destitute. Sodom was wealthy and had all of its needs and didn't need assistance from any foreign nation, and as a result, they wanted to drive away all other people from coming and benefiting from their prosperity. And this was the exact opposite of the point of creation, and Sodom, of course, took it to a biblical level of unchesed, so much so that their existence became impossible, and this was a example for all the world to see what happens when you distance yourself the farthest possible from chesed. Existence is pointless. Hashem created this world in a way that every single living person needs the help of another. Chesed is inevitable. We go through many stages and times in our lives, and at some we're forced to enlist other people in order to be successful. Most people require financial assistance at some point in their lives. Poor people need tzedakah, rich people need a loan, and everybody needs a job. And this is the mitzvah of chesed. There is tzedakah, the mitzvah of lending money, the mitzvah of achai achicha imach, to help put a person on his feet, and the mitzvah of hechazak tabai, which is the mitzvah of helping a person find a job. All these are obligations of chesed. And these kind of mitzvahs alone in the financial area include just about every person in the world. So we already see how chesed is so integral just for the world to continue, for the world to be a livable place, for the world to be a successful place. But now the Chafetz Chaim is going to go on and demonstrate how every stage and time in our lives we have to come on to chesed one way or another, as we'll see tomorrow.